Hello, and thanks again for your call to Daily Inspiration. We hope that you're blessed today and seeking the Lord. I'd like you to turn with me today to Colossians chapter 1, first chapter of Colossians, verse 10, Colossians 1:10. I want to talk to you about walking worthy of the Lord. It says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now that's a chunk of truth there that needs some meditating and thinking. Kind of like a cow, when he eats the grass, he quickly will spit it back up and chew it again. And I think we need to spit this one back up and chew it again. Let's ruminate on this. It says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. You know, Jesus has saved us, and you can get two different attitudes after salvation. You receive a confirmation and a witness that you're saved. And some just say, well, it doesn't matter what I watch, what I listen to, what I do, what I say, I'm saved. I'm sealed and delivered, and I'm going to be eternally secured, no matter what, unconditionally. And then there's another group that will get saved, and they will never just rest in their salvation and do what God says, but they repeatedly try to pay for their salvation. And I tend to think like that sometimes. I know it's wrong, and sometimes my attitudes work that way also. But what we really need to do is not get caught in the trap of saying, I'm saved, it's fixed, I don't have to worry. You do have to worry. You do have to be concerned. It's a very critical thing to maintain your salvation. It's just like owning an animal or a vehicle or some piece of equipment. You must maintain it and take care of it. It's very important. I think that showing the appreciation to God and obeying Him and being rich in good works is going to be a byproduct of the prime product. If Christ is in my heart, then He will work. Yes, sometimes I need some motivation. Sometimes I need better examples in my life. Sometimes I need to get off my high horse and do what God said. I need to go and be busy about my Father's business. But never should I be complacent and just sit there and say, you know, hey, I'm drinking from my saucer. My cup done overflowed. I don't have to worry. I'm saved, sanctified, and sealed with the Holy Ghost. And I'm just waiting for Jesus to come back or to die. That's crazy. He's telling us in this beautiful verse here that you might walk worthy. I mean, we're unworthy of anything God has, but He's telling us to walk worthy, worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. So that tells me I'm representing Him, and I've got a big responsibility. He's expecting me to do what He told me to do. If He said, love my enemy, I better do so. If He said, love my wife, I best do it. If He says, raise my children in the fear of the Lord, I better do it. If He says, go knock on my neighbor's door and tell him about the gospel, I better do it. If He tells me to give money, I better give. Whatever He tells me, I've got to do it to where I'm walking worthy of that name. He's done so much to me, for me, that I must requite His love. You know, there's a gospel hymn in a hymn book it says, will not thou his love requite? And that word, I didn't know that word the first time I sang that song, so I got my dictionary out and I looked it up. And to requite his love is to return it. It's not to pay for it. It's not to work yourself to death to prove to him that, yeah, I'm worthy to go to heaven now. But it's to return that love. It's reciprocal. And we need to do that. We need to walk worthy of God. We need to requite his love. And unto all pleasing and being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So you meditate and ask yourself the question, are you walking worthy of the Lord? God bless you. And I hope that you are having a wonderful walk with the Lord and that you are trusting him in everything. God bless you.